Good morning. It's 8:37. I'm Emily Files, and there are a lot of people here in the studio with me gathered around our microphones, and they are the AmeriCorps team that's here in Ketchikan. You guys have been here for a few weeks, is that right? Mm-hmm. Working on a new paintball field for Ketchikan Youth Initiative. Welcome, and welcome to Ketchikan.
Thank you.
So can you all introduce yourselves and say where you're from? There are six of you. We can start here.
My name's Kalaje Innes, and I'm from Brunswick, Maine.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Sabrina Hassan, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
My name is Kelly Mantel, and I'm from southeastern Pennsylvania.
My name is Max Webster, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
My name's Miyuki Fukui, and I'm from San Jose, California.
My name's Tony Gazzetti, and I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Okay. When did you guys get to Ketchikan?
Oh, we got to Ketchikan on June 3rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, June 3rd. So we've been here about 3 weeks, and we have about three more weeks left on our stay. We'll be leaving on July the 17th.
Okay. And is the way that this AmeriCorps program works, you guys travel to different locations to work on a project for a number of weeks? Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. We work four project rounds over a 10-month period, so this is our fourth project of the year, so our final project. And before this, we worked at Sequoia National Park. We worked with the Johnson Creek Watershed Council in Portland, Oregon. And then we worked with Coachella Valley Housing Coalition in Indio, California as well.
Wow. So I'm wondering if a couple of you could share why you decided to join AmeriCorps and do this kind of volunteer work.
Sure. I actually am a return Corps member, so I actually served with NCCC.
And say your name one more time.
Yeah, I'm Sabrina. So I served with NCCC about 3 years ago. So I decided to come back for a multiple of reasons. One thing that I'm interested in is that I want to go to school and major in international relations. And so with NCCC, you work with a multitude of different organizations. So we work with kids. We work with federal organizations to do disaster relief. So one project that I did in 2011 was I responded to Hurricane Irene in New Jersey. And so my team actually partnered with the Red Cross. And so throughout the 2 years that I've been with NCCC, I've actually worked with 12 different organizations, which I think really helps to build up my resume. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you actually get a $5,550 scholarship to go to any type of education revenue that you want. And so with the 2 years that I've been here, I've built up like an 11 grand scholarship.
Mm-hmm. What's been most challenging for you about all this travel and everything?
Oh, man. We actually lived together as a team for the whole 10-month period. So it's wonderful. We really get to know each other pretty well. But it does present its challenges in some way.
Right. Yeah. Anyone else want to share what their experience has been like?
Sure. I'll have to share. I'm Miyuki Fukui, and I joined AmeriCorps NCCC out of college. I graduated last fall, and I'm actually using this kind of as like a year in between school just to kind of go back into the community, see how people give back to the community in different avenues before I go into medical school to get my medical degree.
What's been your best experience so far?
I think the best experience so far has been just getting to know our sponsors and working with them. I especially liked Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park just because I majored in biology. Mm. So being really hands-on and removing invasive species and seeing how, you know, those species affect an environment and an ecosystem was really interesting. So you can, you know, even if you're straight out of high school, even if you're straight out of college, you can kind of see like why you learn those things and then see how it's applicable to real life.
Mm-hmm. All right. One more person want to share?
I'm Kalaje, and I have just graduated from high school this past summer. So this was my gap year between high school and college. And I didn't want to sit around on my butt and do anything, so I figured if I was going to take a gap year, it must be productive, and this seemed like the best way to spend my time. So I'll be going to school this fall in Boston, Massachusetts for nursing.
Nice. And what's been your favorite part of this whole experience?
My favorite part is just meeting new people and networking and building on relationships in all these different places that I never really expected to end up in this early in my life.
You didn't expect to end up in Ketchikan, Alaska?
Oh, I mean, of course, but just, you know, not this early. It was in my destiny.
So also Bobby McCreary from the Ketchikan Youth Initiative is here to tell us a little bit more about this specific project the team is working on.
Thanks, Emily. This is actually the second time we've had an AmeriCorps NCCC team here. And Max might give you a little background about NCCC. But the first time they came, it was to work on the Youth Community Center, and they totally got that ready for construction, which was just awesome. There were 13 people. Actually, the Sacramento Regional Headquarters contacted me this time and said, do you have a project up here that we might send a team for? And I went, yes, because we had just heard from the landowner, Cape Fox, that we had to leave the existing
for the current
paintball field. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so in February, we moved everything off and we made this application and worked really hard to make sure that we'd be one of the winning groups. And I'm so pleased to have this group up here. If you guys get the newspaper, you've also already seen pictures of them working on the woods ball course. So It's a really cool opportunity for us as a volunteer organization. And it's wonderful for young adults in our town to learn about this.
Mm-hmm. So why is this project important?
This project is important for, a team here and then the Ketchikan Youth Initiatives because, as Bobby mentioned, we're moving the paintball field. So it's going to be a woods ball course, which is going to engage more youth and also be a safe place for them to play. A lot of the youth here play paintball already in the woods, but now there's going to be a designated area that's for them and has obstacles and is designed with the intention of a safe and fun place to play.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of work have you all been doing?
We've been doing a whole bunch of different work in the woods, but primarily our goals so far, we staked out an area off of Revilla Road that is about the size of a football field. And we've been working to clear any brush that's been in there, low-hanging branches, reducing hazards, and then also, clearing the pathway so that it's safe to move about and run about in there because everybody's going to be going crazy once those paintballs start to fly. So we've been really just trying to make a safe space where kids can come and parents can feel comfortable sending their kids there to spend a whole day or an afternoon playing. And they don't have to worry about their kids going off into the woods and twisting ankles or hurting themselves. And just a space where the priority is to have a good time and a fun, safe environment.
Mm-hmm. And what have you all been doing in your free time in Ketchikan?
We've been spending lots of time in the rec center and at the library, as well as exploring the downtown area.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel like you've learned about Ketchikan? Besides the fact that there's lots of trees.
It rains a lot.
Yes, and that. What kind of sense have you gotten from the community here?
I think everyone in the community is really loving and nice. We actually work with SAIL, the Southeast Alaskan Independent Living, and everyone we've met through there is really great and very friendly, and we also got to volunteer at the Only Fools Run at Midnight, which was a great run, and everyone who volunteered there was just really excited and really nice, and even I actually ran the race, but everyone in the community would be like, oh, high five, good job. So yeah, Ketchikan's a really nice and friendly place, and we definitely like it here.
Mm-hmm. Bobby McCreary?
Yes, I'd like to just acknowledge some people that have been supporting this team. The Ketchikan Presbyterian Church welcomed them the first night in and kind of helped them get started. People from that church have provided food, wood, any kind of support. Dinah Pearson has been great with tents, wood, and so forth. Clover Pass Church just came through because these guys survived that terrible rainstorm, kind of.
Oh, where are you all camping?
They're camping out at Last Chance Campground.
Intense. Wow.
Until now. And the Clover Pass Church has welcomed them in, and they are able to sleep use the showers and the kitchens out there. So it's just incredible. We really appreciate the community support.
Wow. So y'all were camping in the rain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That must have been interesting. For like 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, that's right. So we were camping at Last Chance Campground for just under 3 weeks. So from the second day that we got here until Monday of this week, we were out there. Mm-hmm. And we made a pretty good run at it, and we thought we were going to make it. But then this past week, it just got so rainy and so wet that all of our stuff just got too saturated. So we had to come up with a contingency plan.
So what are you all looking forward to in your last couple weeks of being in Ketchikan and of your whole AmeriCorps term?
We're looking forward to a lot. For us, this is as a team, it's a wrap up of a 10-month commitment that we made. But it's also really nice because we get to spend this time together and figure out our life after AmeriCorps plans. But also, just it's very peaceful because you're not going to see each other for a while, so we're all just hanging out and having fun. For the project, we're looking forward to getting the paintball field finished. And we're actually having a community day that is welcome to everyone in Ketchikan, besides just the team, which is on July 5th. And it's a Saturday, which is from 12 to 4 p.m. at the new paintball field. And we're just looking for community members to engage with the team and also talk about a maintenance plan to keep up with the new paintball field, as well as just an introduction for the community.
Are you guys going to get to play paintball on the field?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's our hope, is that we can sort of do a test run in there and, you know, make sure that the field is up to stuff.
Test run.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, making sure that the obstacles are placed in the right spots and, you know, making sure that there's no hazards out there. So we hope to do a couple of tutorial runs just to make sure that it's safe for the kids.
Mm-hmm. And we have a Hot Shots leadership team that have a couple of them have connected, but they'll be connecting now to work with the group and look at the layout, and they're very excited about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you all want to share about what your experience has been like here in Ketchikan or with AmeriCorps?
No, I mean, I think that all of us are in agreement that we just want to, you know, thank everybody for their generosity and their support for us while we're here. You know, it's not always easy for teams to come into a community and, you know, get a project going and then you know, get involved with other things as well. So, you know, the welcoming atmosphere that's been here in Ketchikan has been really great. You know, big thank you to Clover Pass Church for taking us in, and, you know, the rec center and the library for hosting us as we come all of the time. And, you know, all the local business owners and, you know, shopkeepers and everybody as we come in and frequent their stores and ask questions and just try to learn more about the community. You know, we've had audience with city council and the city of Saxman, and it's been great just to be able to get out there and talk to people. So, you know, we just want to give a big thank you to everybody that we've had an opportunity to engage with, and then hopefully, you know, get to meet a whole bunch of new faces here in our last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Anyone have exciting plans after this?
Yeah, I think a lot of us do. I know for me, I'm moving to Philadelphia, and I'm actually doing AmeriCorps again, but mm-hmm. as a VISTA, working in an elementary school. And I'm really excited because Miyuki is going to medical school in Philadelphia. Yay. So we're going to be friends forever.
Congrats to both of you. Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. That was the AmeriCorps NCCC team who they're working on the new paintball field here in Ketchikan.